We're in the middle of Simon Chin Vav Siv Dalet, which we're going to start again from the beginning. So we spoke over the Braisa and Bob Natsia that if you hire a worker to work for you, to the Shmor Lo Parat Tinog Zraim, he's a babysitter, he's supposed to watch certain things. Since you're not allowed to pay him for Shabbos, so Mamele, he doesn't have to watch on Shabbos, and if something happens on Shabbos, he's not responsible. But if he is a Schir Shabbos Chodesh Shana, he's hired to work for the week, or for the month, or for the year, so then you can pay Schir Shabbos, that's called Bahavla'a, it's swallowed up by the rest of the week, or the month, or the year, and therefore he is getting paid, so it's a mutter way of paying him. But since he is getting paid for every day, including Shabbos, he has to watch, and if something happens, he is responsible. Now, the Beis Yosef, I think we said over yesterday, in the Berak HaBayis, he brings down that from the Shibboleth HaLeket. Shibboleth HaLeket says that if you say, Kach v'kach ten li b'chodesh, yavo kach li yom, give me $300 a month, which would be $10 a day, so that's considered a schir yom. We look at that as a daily thing, and then you're hiring him to work on Shabbos, that's schar Shabbos, that's going to be asur. And the Rama brings that down. The conclusion of the Berak HaBayis, which is the Beis Yosef, is that ve'ein nire kein mea poskin, that the poskin do not seem to paskin like that. So that I think we said that over yesterday, but there's a lot of background here, which is very important. It's a very exciting, interesting, juicy sugya. So this is based on the sugya in Ksubis. And there's a Mishnah in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah talks about a husband who is mored, a woman who is moredes, quote unquote, rebelling against her husband, and a husband who's rebelling against his wife. So the Gemara has a discussion. What does that mean? And it means that a husband who's rebelling against his wife refuses to sleep with her, and she's refusing to sleep with him. So if they're both refusing to sleep with each other, so they have a beautiful shalom bayis. But talk about one wants to be with the other one, but the other one refuses. So the Mishnah says that the woman is penalized 7 dinarin per week for the 7 days of the week for refusing to be with her husband. So we're going to deduct from her ksuba 7 dinarim. Is a discussion if it's maybe a different currency, whatever it is. But what comes out of that Mishnah is she's penalized 7, and it's 1 per day. And a man who refuses to sleep with his wife, so then we penalize him by adding onto her ksuba, but we only add onto her ksuba 3 dinarim or whatever the currency is over there. So Gemara asks, why is the... So Gemara basically says that when the woman refuses to be with the husband, it's more tzar to the husband than the other way around, and therefore it's double. So the Gemara asks, but it's not double. 1 is 7, 1 is 3. 7 is twice 3.5. It's not twice 3. So the Gemara says, when he is rebelling again, he is refusing to be with her, and therefore we penalize him, he has to give her basically half a dinar or half or whatever it is per day. But for Shabbos, he doesn't give her. Why? The Gemara says it's mechzi kischar Shabbos. So it's supposed to be half, it's supposed to be 3.5, but the last half a dinar for Shabbos, he doesn't have to give her because it looks like schar Shabbos. So Tosus asks, I mean, they all pin this on the Ran, but it's Tosus over there on the page as well. What do you mean? It's Bahavlah. It's a weekly thing. It's 3.5 per week. So why can't we give the schar Shabbos? We just said Bahavlah is mutter. So Tosus answers, and the Ran answers, and the Gra says that this is the Pashtus in the Gemara over there. And that's not called Bahavlah, because each day she's getting a half of whatever, let's say half a dinar, whatever it is. And if they make peace in the middle of the week, so yeah, if it goes the whole week, it's going to be 3. Another week, 3. But let's say they kiss and make up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. So then we're going to prorate it per day. So since we're going to prorate it per day, so then really when you talk about three and a half per week, so it's not really three and a half per week, it's really half a dinar a day, and therefore that's considered Schar Shabbos, and that's going to be Aser. So this is a very important round, very important thesis, very Yisoidistic in understanding this sugya. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says that this is the raya for the Shibalei Aleket. Shibalei Aleket says, when you say, I'm going to give you $300 a month, $10 a day, so it's not really $300 a month, it's really $10 a day. And the raya is from the Moredes. And the Ramah goes L'chumra like the Shibalei Aleket. Now, we said that the Berak Abaye says that the post can disagree. There's also Mishaber brings down a Shvus Yaakov who disagrees. Why do they disagree? So they disagree based on a Tosefta. Tosefta in a couple of places says, and this is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and we alluded to it yesterday, but now we have a deeper understanding. The Tosefta says that when you do Havlah, so lo yomar tainli schari shel Shabbos. So the employee cannot say, "Hey, pay me my I work for you on Shabbos. Pay me for Shabbos." Ella, what should he say? Tainli schari shel asari yamim. Hey, you owe me for 10 days. So Mishabura already points this out in the brackets. Mishabura sifkat don yidchav. Because that's Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. What do you mean 10 days? We're talking about a weekly worker, a monthly worker. If he's asking for money for 10 days, then what are we talking about? He's a weekly worker. He worked for a week plus 3 days. And after 3 days, he backed out. So what do you see? We're prorating it. And even though we're prorating it, the Tosefta says it's okay. Okay, it's a weekly wage, but obviously the weekly wage is based on the day, and even though it's based on the day, and if he backs out in the middle of the week, he's going to get paid for 10 days, not going to get paid, it's not all or nothing, either finish the week all or nothing, no. So you see, even when it's prorated and it can be broken down into its components and broken down into a daily rate, it's still going to be mutar, which is against what we just said, L'chayra from Ksuvis, Toysus, the Ran, the Ramos, Shibalei Aleket. So, in the Hebrew share yesterday, Yossi Magnus pointed out, and I brushed him off, but under the Lavush, there is a Rabbi Avram Azulai, who is the Chesed LaAvraham, who is the grandfather of the Chidah, and he makes this point. He brings it down from the Rikash, and he says, no, you can't compare the two cases, because the case of pay me for 10 days is after the fact. It wasn't the original arrangement. The original arrangement was meant to work for a week, so that's called Bahavla. Even in the end, if it doesn't make it through the week, so he didn't make it through the week, but you can still pay him, you know, per day. The arrangement was for him to work for a week, which we'll discuss a little bit more in a minute. Masha Enkain, in the case of the Shibalei Aleket, that's the original arrangement. The original arrangement is $300 a month, $10 a day. When that's done before the deal, so that's showing us that it's not it's not really a monthly rate, it's really a daily rate. If you give a weekly rate, 700 shekel, whatever it is, and then you back out in the middle of the week, so okay, let's add up the days, it ends up being 100 shekel a day, but that's not the original arrangement. The original arrangement is 700 shekel for the week. Now, the Shvus Yaakov disagrees with the Ramah, and he takes the side of the Berak Abayis, who disagrees with the Shibalei Aleket. So what does he do? The Shibalei Aleket would seem to be the same as Tosis and the Ran, and the Gros says it's basically says it's the Pashtus of the Gemara over there. So how can we disagree with that? So comes along the Shvus Yaakov, and this is I think is what the Gilya Marsha is saying over there on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Shvus Yaakov says, wait a second, there's no proof for Moredes. In the case of Moredes, this is how I understand what he's saying. In the case of Moredes, it's not a let's fight for a month, I'll give you a monthly rate for fighting. They happen to be fighting, and we're imposing a knas and trying to get them to stop fighting. So we are anticipating and hopeful and optimistic that any day now they'll stop fighting. So it's really a daily thing. And as soon as they stop, we're going to look at it as we're going to count up the days. So even though it's given in the rate is given in the terms of a week, maybe because fights usually take time, but Lamaisa, it's given in the form of a week, but it's really a daily rate. But when you hire somebody for a week or for a month, you're both expecting and hoping and trying to work it out and to work for the entire week or the entire month, and therefore that would be considered avlah. So he says you can't bring a raya from the moredes, which is really a daily thing, and we hope it'll stop any day, to a case where there's a work arrangement that involves working for the week or working for the month. Now we pointed this out yesterday. Now, when you hire someone for a week or a month, so the general rule is that the employer is not allowed to back out. And if he does, he has to continue to pay you, maybe not the full rate, maybe like a poel batel, because the license, you're not working, you just, whatever, but he reserves you, he has to pay you. Now, the worker is allowed to back out, because based on the pasuk, if you're not allowed to back out, then you become like an eved. Pasuk says, "Avodahem lo avodim lo avodim." We are avodim to Hashem. We're not avodim to an employer, and therefore the worker is going to be allowed to back out. So, if the worker is allowed to back out, so then we have to. So the employer is not allowed to back out, and if he does, he has to pay for the. Soon we get to the Mishnah Berurah. So even though the worker is allowed to back out, even if they back out, okay, which it's not like the Moredas, we want them to back out, we want them to stop fighting, we want them to get along. In the case of the work arrangement, Papashas, the arrangement's going to go as planned, and even if it doesn't, there's Mishnayas, there's Gemaras, there's Taromas, there's complaints, there's Tainas. It's so even though in theory there might be a way to back out, but Pashtas, they're not going to, and it's going to go as planned, and therefore the money paid for Shabbos can be considered behavlah. Okay, so now, the Mechaber, is not talking about a case where you specify that you're giving him $300 a month, $10 a day. He's just saying $300 a month. And that's considered a monthly rate. And there the Mishnah Berurah says, even if the worker backs out, and the worker is allowed to back out, so you're still going to prorate it and pay him the amount of days that he was there, and that's fine. And even if he's not there Shabbos, and you don't pay him on Shabbos, it doesn't mean that the next week when you do pay him for Shabbos, that it's all called Bavlo. That's what the Bialoch emphasizes in Dibar Maschel, No Sein Lo. And that's what comes out of Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Ches. Then we have the parentheses, which in my Mishnah doesn't say Ramah, but in other editions it does. So, im scharu lechodesh, if you hire him for a month, v'hisnim alishalim kol yom kach v'kach, and you tell him that you're going to pay him $10 a day, which is going to be $300 a month, so mikri schir yom, and that's going to be usur. So, what's the difference? So, I thought the difference is when you spell out, when you spell it out as a daily thing, you break it down, versus not breaking it down. Once you break it down already, that's a problem. So that's not 100% the way it is. And Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit differently. Mishnah Berurah says, when you hire someone for a week or a month without breaking it down, that means you're hiring him for a week, hiring him for a month, the employer is not allowed to back out. Once you say, I'll pay you $10 a day for a month, for $300 for the month, once you break it down, Mishnah Berurah says, I've gotten your test. So when the employer phrases it that way, so basically what he's saying is that I can back out at any point. And what he's saying is, even though there's it might be for a month, but when he says every day I'll give you $10, it means I could back out after any single day. And this is really not a monthly arrangement, it's really a daily arrangement. And once it's a daily arrangement, to get paid for Shabbos is called Schar Shabbos. So So if he backs down in the middle of the week, lo yitzdarech l'shan lo ba'ad kol ha'shavua, ela ba'ad ha'yamin she'avru. Al kei mikri s'chei yom v'osu l'kabel s'chah shabbos l'vasov, afil im mishalim lo avur kol ha'chodesh b'yachad. Even if you pay him for the whole month, he is there the whole month, it's going to be asur. Because if he wouldn't be there, you wouldn't pay him. He has the right, the employer has the right to back out, which shows us that it's really a daily arrangement and not a monthly arrangement. And that's not called bavlo. You rent out a room for a month and you do it according to the day, also then it would be also to take Schar Shabbos. It talks about lending money beribis to a guy, or they talk about Heter Iska. Also, you can't break it down into a daily thing. If you break it down into a daily thing, then you can't take money for Shabbos. It has to be a weekly thing, which means, it says towards the end, the second to last skinny line. Ella yasna imo shemishalim lo beemtza shavu yifrlo haribis mikol hashavu zekulo. Olo yifrlo klal haribis avur shavu ze haacharon. You have to make, if you make it into a daily thing, and the second he backs out, so once it's presented as a daily thing, and you're paying him as a daily thing, even though it's a week at a time, a month at a time, it's not really a week, it's not really a weekly arrangement, it's not really a monthly arrangement, it's really a daily arrangement. Once it's a daily arrangement, it has to be also. So you have to make it a weekly arrangement, which means if you back out on Tuesday or Wednesday, he pays back the loan. Either he has to pay no ribbons for that month, or he has to pay for that week, or he has to pay the full ribbons for the week, whatever the arrangement is, but it can't be broken down into its, into a daily thing. So when he talks about it, breaks it down, he's not just doing, according to the Mechaber, he'll say maybe he's just doing a Stam HaChashbon, not a big deal. But the Ramah is saying, like, no, it is a big deal, you're giving the employer the right to back out. When the employer has the right to back out, it becomes a daily arrangement. Once it becomes a daily arrangement, it's called Schar Shabbos, and it's going to be Aser. Okay, now, that's Dalid. Okay, now there's a lot of things that are here. Halacha l'maisa in Deir Shu. Let's see. It talks about nursing homes that get money from the government on a daily basis, based on the days that they have their customers. Okay, so there's a number of heterim. One is that a daily arrangement is usually not a halachic day. It's usually a secular day, which starts at midnight and ends at midnight. Which means that included in any Shabbos day, Shabbos day extends till Motzi Shabbos midnight, which of course is no longer Shabbos. And therefore, by definition, what they're calling daily is not a problem in halacha, because it's not a Shabbos day. It's not a halachic day. If it would be a halachic day, it would be a problem. It's not a halachic day. It's from midnight to midnight. The other thing is that once you have other expenses that are involved, so the money that they're getting is to pay for certain expenses, so that's also a type of havla. If someone goes to the mikveh and the mikveh charges on Shabbos, so there, the mekilim, because you have to pay for the upkeep of a general upkeep of the mikveh. That will be okay. Then they talk about the gumball machines, leaving a gumball machine open on Shabbos. Minchas Yitzchak is mekel. My brother used to have gumball machines all over Waterbury until he retired. So that's also not a problem with Schar Shabbos, because there you're paying for the object. It's not Schar Shabbos. You're allowed to take something and give money after Shabbos. And here it's a guy who's giving money on Shabbos. Hotel room for Shabbos also. You come before Shabbos, you leave after Shabbos. You're also paying for their expenses that they have before and after Shabbos. You're also paying for the food. Daily compounded interest. So we already spoke that over. Ramosha points that out, that the secular day is from midnight to midnight, and therefore, by definition, it's havla. The only time it becomes a problem is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or possibly or Shabbos going into Yontif going into Shabbos, where there's two vaday days of kedusha. That will be a problem. The Maisa, the Sfar Shabbos was not to take Sfar Shabbos. If one did take Sfar Shabbos, then not to be Nene from Sfar Shabbos. So I don't know how many tzaddikim can do this, but Rav Moshe says that one should do a cheshbon of whatever interest, or I don't know if interest is compounded daily. Anyway, but if it's a daily thing, then one should figure how much interest he got from his from Shabbos and Yontif together, when they had 2 days together, and give that money to Tzedakah anonymously, so he doesn't get any covered from that money, and he doesn't benefit from that money. Okay, we'll discuss a little bit more about this tomorrow.